Unit 8, Lesson 2, Exercise 4.
Simon, would you like to answer this questionnaire?
What kind of questionnaire is it?
It's a survival questionnaire about what you do to survive in difficult situations.
OK, let's have a look.
Question 1. What would you do in the desert if you didn't have enough water?
I don't know. I think I'd eat a lot because there's water in food. So that's A.
Right. Here's question 2. What if you were in an area where there were lots of snakes?
I think I'll go for A. I'd walk as quietly as possible.
Next question. What if you were outside in a thunderstorm and lightning was near?
You know I hate thunderstorms. I think I'd take off all metal objects and crouch on the ground.
So you're going for C?
Yes.
I see. And this is question 4. If you were lost in a forest without a phone, how would you let your friends know where you were?
That's an interesting one. I'm not much good at shouting or screaming, so I'd probably whistle loudly.
That's C. All right. Now, question 5. What would you do if you were out walking and met a bear?
I haven't a clue. I think I'd climb up the nearest tree. That's C again.
Question 6. If you had to cross a fast river with waist-high water, which way would you face?
I think I know this one. I'd face upstream because that's where the water is coming from. Answer A.
And now question 7. What would you do if you were in a forest fire?
Oh, that's a tricky one. I think I'd work out which way the wind was blowing and run in the same direction.
So your answer is B.
That's right.
Here's question 8. If you were on a steep hill covered in large slippery rocks, what would be the safest way to climb it?
That's hard. I think I'm going to go for B. I'd keep my socks and boots on.
And here's question 9. If you were lost in a forest and very hungry, how would you decide which plants were safe to eat?
I don't know a lot about plants, and I don't like the idea of putting something which could be poisonous in my mouth. So I think I would choose B. I'd look and see what the birds were eating and do the same.
And now for the last question. What would you do if you were in a boat on the edge of a waterfall?
And you know I'm afraid of heights. Well, I wouldn't jump. I'd stay in the boat and hold on tight.
You've chosen C again. OK, now let's find out your score.